The following is a Podcast One Minnesota production.
Can't get enough? Dive back in with discussions about the latest episodes, the dramas, and the storylines from the most entertaining and addictive reality shows you love to hate or hate to love. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. It's You Get a Rose with Marley McMillan.
Woohoo! Welcome to You Get a Rose. It's Marley and I'm here with Mary. And this is week two of The Bachelorette with Rachel Lindsay. And Mayor, we're already off schedule.
Well, that didn't take long.
It really didn't take long. And by off schedule, we mean this is one of our beefs with the show when it goes off schedule to the point where we don't have a rose ceremony at the end of the show.
Yep.
And then we have to start with a rose ceremony the next episode or somehow it gets off kilter where we just don't have the dates as the way that we like them with the rose ceremony at the end.
Right. And we don't have the closure experience of the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Finishing things up, wrapping it all up, putting a bow on it, getting us ready for the next week.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ugh. Which, oh, well, it took us 2 weeks. That's pretty much how it's been for every season for a while now.
Yeah.
But let's get to the big headline, I guess, otherwise of this week's episode, which was DeMario. We were a little bit skeptical of DeMario this whole time, but this is a real turnaround story where you might have thought that DeMario maybe was going to go far.
Yes.
He was very confident.
Yep.
Well, that is not the case because they played a basketball match and his girlfriend showed up to talk to Rachel afterwards.
She sure did.
I was watching TV last week and I saw that first couple guys were brought on to meet you.
Yeah.
And I saw one guy come in with an engagement ring, and up until hours before that, he'd been my boyfriend of 7 months.
Who?
DeMario.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's lied to all of us, and he's really deceived everybody here, but he literally still has the keys to my apartment.
When he got on the show, were y'all still together, or did he break up with you came on the show?
We never broke up. He literally was supposed to be coming over and then just stop responding. Like, up until I saw him on the TV screen, there was nothing had happened to signify the end of our relationship.
So he just disappeared?
Literally just hadn't heard from him in 3 days, and then suddenly turned my TV on. He was on it.
I am completely taken aback. This girl, Lexi, says she's in a relationship with DeMario, and he disappears for a couple of days, and the next time she's seeing him is on After the Final Rose, meeting me.
So, the timeline of this works out. This would have been way before on After the Final Rose.
Yes.
So, this isn't she's seeing him on the show, because that timing wouldn't work out.
I know, because
that
threw me off right away. I was like, wait a second, how is that possible? But then I remember that he was one of those first four guys who we met on After the Final Rose from Nick's season.
And that would have been a couple months ago now.
Yeah.
So, the timeline does actually make sense where DeMario could have stopped talking to her for a couple days, and then this girl, Lexi, could have started seeing him on TV. Okay?
Imagine if he didn't come on that episode. And
I know.
It would have been even longer that he was, like, ghosting her.
Yeah.
And then she sees him, like, go through this whole... I mean, he could have gone pretty far had this not burst his bubble, because he was confident. I think Rachel was kind of interested in him.
Yeah.
So, like, imagine how that could have played out had he not been one of those four that they previewed.
Yeah.
Things could have been even more painful for Lexi.
What I'm thinking is that he was in not a very serious situation with this girl, whoever she is, Lexi, who showed up on the show, and he just straight up ghosted her.
Yeah.
Maybe it just wasn't very serious, but he got asked to be on the show. The way DeMario got on the show, too, Mayor, I guess was kind of a weird situation. Not a normal situation where he applied and got accepted.
Was he,
and
like, recruited or something?
Through all the rounds. Yeah, the way that we read about it today in Glamour magazine was he was approached. He was approached in everyday life and just said, it was like, hey, are you single? Any chance you'd want to be on this show?
Really?
I don't know. Maybe because he's just a good looking guy and seemed outgoing and, you know, good for TV or whatever. DeMario says, yeah, heck yeah. Well, even though I think this girl was genuine and I believe her, I still think she also wanted to be on TV.
Yeah.
So there's that too.
Right. But I mean, she brought her A game. She had her scrunchie around her wrist. She was there to be seen.
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch, isn't it, DeMario?
Oh, who's this?
You don't know who this is?
I still have the keys to my apartment.
If I ask her to show me her phone, is it going to coincide with what she said or what you said?
Depends on the dates.
Like, it just depends on the day.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She, I think her feelings were true because once the conversation started, she was clearly very passionate, but she also just very, very much had put together everything that she had wanted to say in a clear...
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
DeMario.
That moment was like...
Oh man.
Like she was ready for that was an audition for The Young and the Restless.
Absolutely.
I mean, yeah.
So, she had practiced that in the mirror a lot before this moment.
I bet you she has.
Didn't you love seeing Rachel's lawyer side come out to play?
Yes.
She nailed that. And I loved how she was like, okay, so if I look at Lexi's phone, am I going to find something that corroborates with what you're saying or with what Lexi's saying? Like, she was, she just had these little strategies and
she was getting down.
She was really awesome. She handled it really well.
I thought so, too. Yeah. And she really, I think, ultimately figured out whatever this kind of mess was. I don't even necessarily think DeMario was in the wrong, but did he did not handle it well at all. He clearly was... I'm caught red-handed and I don't know what to do in this moment
within
at all.
Within the first seconds of the interaction, it was obvious that DeMario was shady, right? Because he sees her, has this moment of on his face like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then he goes to, what? Who is that? I don't know that person.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, buddy, whatever happens from this, like, you're already guilty.
I know. Yeah. Yes. It became
Court adjourned. Case closed.
Yeah, totally. It became so much worse with his reaction, I guess, was what I was kind of thinking.
Bottom line, though, Mar, like, I'm not devastated about it because DeMario really was bugging me on that episode. He was like, I got the confidence of Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I got the confidence of Michael Jordan in the NBA.
Yeah.
He was really over the top.
I saw that meltdown coming from a mile away because the way that The Bachelor and The Bachelorette does it, if someone is coming off that confident,
that bubble's going to burst.
That is probably going to crash and burn very soon. And that's exactly what happened because otherwise, this episode was kind of DeMario's. I mean, the whole episode was kind of about him otherwise. And so it seemed a little bit suspicious.
What was weird to me, too, just on a very arbitrary level, was like during that basketball game, they made it seem like it was super close. Like the team in the white jerseys was like slightly winning and the purple jerseys, they were just a little bit behind.
Yeah.
And then DeMario comes out and just crushes it.
Yeah.
Is like scoring every which way, every second. He's just killing it. And then they still lost.
I know. And then they just...
Like, the white team looked completely absurd. So, like, DeMario wasn't as good as they were trying to make him out to be.
They kind of botched that storyline a little bit because that story arc didn't make any sense.
It was like, here's the comeback of the purple team. And they were like, in the end, we didn't get the W.
Yeah. That's I guess they were trying to manufacture that in a way to make DeMario look so good.
Like the hero of the game. Yeah. And then, I know. Yeah.
Okay.
It was confusing.
But, so, and anyways, my favorite part of this, too, I think, was the same as yours, which was how Rachel handled this whole situation.
Yeah. I'm asking you, am I going to see messages that allude to the fact that y'all had something? If I look at her phone right now,
that we had something. I mean, we've
that
we've
you
had,
have something no. more than friendship.
We don't have. I mean, we've had sexual intercourse before, but we don't have
I'm
anything more than.
I'm not asking about. Yeah. Okay. I will work harder. What does that mean? What are you going to work harder?
When is that?
You don't explain yourself as a secretive person that you're going to work harder on yourself. It's not against her. Yeah. It's just how you are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not saying you're crazy. I can't deal with you.
That's when I went and this spoke to her.
Okay. I don't want somebody who's texting somebody saying goodnight, babe. And so
because I'm putting
myself out here. And I've sent people home who genuinely I felt wanted to be here.
Correct.
I have no idea why you're here right now.
I definitely want to be here.
I believe you want to be here. I just don't think you want to be here for me. So let me tell you something. I'm not here to be played.
Correct.
I'm not here to be made a joke of, which is what I feel like you're doing right now with me. So I'm really going to need you to get the f*** out.
Woo!
Yes. I loved that. So
that was
much.
Hot, Rachel.
Yeah, it seriously
he
was.
He was so ridiculous. Rachel was like reading from the phone. Okay, it says goodnight, babe. He's like, okay, let me see that. Let me take a look. What does it say? Okay, let me see. She's like, are you telling the truth? He's like, depends on the dates. Depends on the time frame that we're talking about.
Well, it's so dumb because what I can see is, okay, DeMario's kind of seeing this girl. Maybe he really is totally shady, but he's kind of seeing this girl. It's not serious. He gets asked to be on The Bachelorette, and he ghosts her. Okay, that's not a crime. Is it the most
I'm sure that chivalrous? That's not the first time that has happened in Bachelor Nation. I'm sure that happens all the time.
That is not not that bad. People get ghosted. People stop dating people. People date not very seriously.
Yeah.
Is it the most respectful and chivalrous thing to do? No, it's not. But I don't think DeMario would be kicked off the show for that if he said, look, we were kind of dating, you know, up until I got asked to be on the show, but it wasn't serious, and I really wanted to see if I could have anything with you. That's it. I never saw it really going anywhere with her. You know, that would have been like, okay, but back to what we were saying, the worst part about this was how DeMario handled it, because he was basically looking for anything else to say but the truth and freaking out in the moment of kind of going, I'm on the spot right now. I'm on the spot right now. How do I cover my butt? I don't
and
know what my plan is.
Rachel would keep on saying, like, I need to hear this from you. And he'd be like, definitely, 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 definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, definitely. And it was like, whoa, 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 buddy. Like, take a breath. Let's just try to be honest here.
Yes, exactly.
The other bummer about it is, why did she have to take it out on Chris Harrison? Did you notice?
What do you mean?
Did you notice that scene where she kind of had this explosion with DeMario?
Yeah.
She storms back in. Chris Harrison is ready and waiting and willing to scoop her up into his big papa arms.
With his open arms.
And give her the Chris Harrison love and wisdom that we all need it from time to time.
And we all know he has.
And she turned her back right on him and stormed into the bathroom.
She did.
I think she would have blamed
Rachel, though.
Yeah, I don't either.
She's so real. And she, I think, really just felt like, I'm embarrassed that I have someone on this show right now that did that to me. And also that she sent people home that wanted to be there. And she felt really bad about that. And I think it's really real for her. But I loved for her, because we've seen that before with other people. I love with her that she was mad.
Yeah.
And that she was mad about it and just said, get out. Yep. And there's no remorse. I feel like when this would happen maybe to another bachelorette or something like that, they'd kind of cry and be like, I'm so hurt, but I really think you need to leave. And it's no proper reaction. Get out, you idiot. I'm not interested.
Remorse. And then we see the softer, more emotional side when she talks to the other guys in the locker room. So she does have that tender, this really hurt me. But she was not about to give that to DeMario.
No.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I don't think that it was about necessarily having strong feelings for DeMario that were then kind of shattered. I think it was just about, I'm kind of mortified by this, and, this is not what this is about for me, and I don't like this feeling.
Yeah. He tried to play me on national television. So she dealt with that the right way. Okay. So the end of DeMario's story at this point is that the episode ended with DeMario coming back to the rose ceremony. So we're going to have to wait until next week to find out what Rachel does. But I think basically DeMario was off screen, got some PR counseling, said, DeMario, just own up to your mistake and say basically what we just said. I was seeing this girl. It wasn't serious.
Yeah.
I ended it or wanted to end it, but maybe I didn't do it the right way. Wanted to see if I had a chance with you. I messed up. Can I come back? And Rachel will say no.
I was just going to ask, what do you think that Rachel's going to give him a second chance?
No.
Yeah, I kind of don't either.
She'll say, I've got other great guys here. And I'm all right.
Yeah, she'll just look across the room and get a little sparkle of the eye of Peter, and she'll be like, "Nope, I'm good."
Yeah, or maybe the sparkle off of one of his teeth.
Bottom line, something on Peter is going to sparkle in the distance, and that's going to make it okay.
Okay,
for her to just be like, "Peace out, DeMario."
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so Peter had the first one-on-one date, which I was excited about. I like Peter a lot.
I like him a lot.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
My question is, does Peter actually like dogs,
and does he like Rachel? I couldn't tell.
I'm afraid
that this is going to be one of those.
Yes.
Here's a throwback for you, but I'm afraid this is going to be a Desiree and Brooks situation. Do you remember Desiree?
Yes.
And Brooks?
Yes.
Who she was. It was. Ugh. He was it for her.
He was it for all of us, and we're
he's still it for me. Oh, oh man,
that was such a moment from The Notebook.
It wasn't over. It's still not over. Oh, kiss me in the rain, Brooks.
I wrote you 365 letters. Oh my gosh, Brooks was maybe the hottest person that's ever been on this show ever.
Oh man, I know. And what made him even extra hot was he made it, I think it was down to him and Chris in that season. And Chris is who Desiree ended up with. And it was kind of funny because everybody felt like, oh, poor Chris. Like, it was a very obvious storyline in Desiree's season that, like, she wanted it to be Brooks.
Yes.
And then it was like, okay, but I guess it'll be Chris. Because he's the one who stuck around.
I know.
But they're lovely. They're married still. Desiree and Chris, they have a baby. Good for them.
Yeah.
But anyways, Brooks kind of was just never quite where Desiree was.
Yeah.
She was so all in for him and he just couldn't quite get there. But in a way where you never hated him.
I know.
Remember, you loved him deeply always the whole time.
And he
could never really do any wrong. Like, he was very sincere.
Yeah.
And really thoughtful. And it was like you appreciated him leaving because he knew that he wasn't loving her the way that she deserved and the way that she was loving him.
Yes.
That's my concern about Peter.
I have that same concern.
Yeah.
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just kind of going, oh, man. Is he into her?
Mm-hmm.
And I also was feeling that way about his feelings towards Copper and the rest of the dogs.
Yeah.
I thought he'd be so overjoyed about seeing the dogs and maybe going, oh, I'm a big dog guy. This is so fun.
Yeah.
But that was not there.
No.
I don't know.
I also didn't appreciate that he asked what all of America is wondering right now, which is, why does Copper have a cast?
Yeah, I know.
And Rachel wouldn't give him an answer.
I know.
I need that answer as well.
I do, too.
She said it was a long story. Like, how could it be? Like, how could it be a long story? A dog has a cast. Like, there's very limited things that could have happened. It couldn't be like, well, he was working on a roofing project. He was climbing up a ladder, you know, to get to the roof. And he was cleaning out the gutters, and then one thing led to another, and he slipped on a wet leaf or something.
Like,
I mean, it can't be a long story. He's a dog. It can't be a long story, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just tell us.
Yeah. I wonder what happened. Like, I wonder if it's something bad. I don't know. How could it be a long story?
That's my point.
I know.
Don't dance around it and
but
tell us,
like,
it's a long story.
Did she run over his leg by accident? And so is she kind of like, he got run over by a car. I don't want to say that it's my car.
I mean,
you know why?
I want to say that I have personal experience with that because my mom ran over our puppy.
Oh my gosh, I'm so
Remember?
Sorry. I didn't mean to laugh right there. I know, Sammy.
No, Mar, you were
R.I.P.
there. Yeah. And she just has to own that. And I think Rachel could learn a lesson from her if that's what this is. You just have to say, listen, the dog slipped.
Oh, that's so... It's so sad that I don't know what an appropriate reaction is, I think.
I know. Anyways, I'm just saying, I don't understand how it could be a long story. And I don't appreciate that she didn't give that to us.
Me too. That was the biggest question of last night's whole episode.
But you know what, Mar?
What?
Nice to hear who let the dogs out again, huh?
I think we were right about that in the fantasy challenge on ABC.com.
Oh, yes.
They asked a question.
We were right about that.
I know. They're like,
yeah.
What are they going to do? Let the dogs out on a group date. And we're like, that one sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So Peter, he is still, I think, kind of a front runner at this point.
Yeah.
I'll say, regardless of kind of not being sure of where Peter's at this point, they had some of the best conversations I think we've seen on The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. I mean,
absolutely. They were actually real live first date conversations.
Yes. And I think The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, have always thought those are boring conversations to have on the show. And they're not. I maybe have never been more engrossed than hearing about
Rachel's gap in her
teeth.
Yes, I know.
The genetic inheritance of gap teeth.
Yes. I know, and I loved hearing about her dentist telling her that she should keep it because he thought it was charming and how that made an impact on her.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Me too.
I know, Mar. I totally agree. What they usually give us is just like, what an amazing day.
I know.
It was so amazing. What an amazing view. And what an amazing meal.
Are your parents still together? Yeah, they're such a great example of love. It's
amazing.
I
hope to be like them someday.
Oh, yeah,
they've been married for 35 years, and that's what I want.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's skip to the gap teeth.
Talk about something real.
Yeah. Well, and also real along those same lines. And I mean, very cool and beneficial in a way is their conversation when Peter just goes, well, so I saw a counselor, and Rachel goes, oh my gosh, yeah, me too. It's like,
love that.
I know.
Yes.
I know. It's like, oh, all these movies about trying to get rid of a stigma of mental health and all these people working. This is maybe the most effective way of doing that.
Thank you, Bachelorette, for literally like maybe breaking down a barrier that is so, so strong in our society.
Bachelorette.
Absolutely. Owning it that you go to a therapist.
It's all for a great cause, Mayor. Bachelorette, for a great cause.
You Go to Rose podcast. It's for good. It's for the good.
It's for the good of everyone.
Of the people.
It's seriously, because it made that conversation so normal, which is kind of what it should be. And also what it is. That's a really real conversation.
Yep.
And that's how it happens with a lot of people. And that's how it should happen.
Yes.
Like, hey, I did this. And oh, that's so cool.
I'm really just hoping right now that Peter's just kind of quiet. And that he's not actually not that into Rachel. Because that was our concern, is that maybe he was not as into her as she was into him.
Yes.
But maybe his personality is just a little bit kind of slow to warm up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I could see that.
I thought their kiss looked really like a lot of sparks flying, literally and figuratively.
Yes.
Because it's fireworks.
Yes.
Literally were exploding.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought their kiss seemed good, much better than Eric's, let me just say that. Who had his hands on her like upper ribs the whole time.
Weird.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Okay. A couple other turnaround stories.
Yeah.
So we talked about how DeMario maybe had a fall from grace. But a couple of the people that I thought I had very different feelings about this week than I did last week.
You had some pivots.
I did.
Yeah.
Josiah, did a big pivot on him.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Last week, I liked him a lot, but he came off very obsessive, and that might have been the editing. But I think it's just also, oh, hey, I'm going to have a really strong personality trait and go with it.
Yeah.
And then this week, he didn't have that, and I liked him so much more, and he just came off as very cool and confident.
And he got the first group date rose.
Yes. And I just ended up kind of being like, Josiah, you've got something, and I like it.
Yeah, and I want to see more. Agreed.
And then I have to say, I'm not sure I really have these feelings, but I'm noticing that a lot of people are really feeling pretty good about Dean right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are into Dean.
Okay.
And Dean was the one that came on after the final rose, said, once you go black, you never go back. And Rachel says she liked it.
Yep.
And
I thought it was actually a funny conversation, too, that she was saying, you stole my line.
Yes.
That was another, like, the footage with Dean and Rachel was another, like, pretty real conversation. Normal, flirty, but, you know, appropriate for really initially getting to know each other. They didn't have to go into these deep, like, how many kids do you want?
Yeah.
You know, it was just normal.
Another reason why I like Rachel so much, too, is all the conversations leading up to that. She's like, I am not really into these guys. She wasn't like, I'm getting to know these guys, and I really just feel like I'm going to find my husband.
Right.
She was like,
she's not really attracted to
most of them.
Yeah, she's like, they are not bringing their A-game.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, I'm kind of bored.
Do you know who else felt that way? Ashton Kutcher.
Yes.
He was like, I'm not confident that Rachel's husband's in this group.
I
was like, wow.
I know. It was like, wait, you're a fan of this show? Because clearly you don't get it.
No.
But I know.
He's not really, because he said that they started watching when someone told him that there was a contestant who looked like him. And that was Jared.
Oh, yeah.
So they just started watching just
pretty
a few seasons ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, fan, air quotes. They're fans.
Do you think he looks like Jared?
No. I mean, I think he said a contestant named Jared.
I know.
So, and they look enough alike that's the connection he was
making. I know.
Oh.
But I thought maybe you were saying
that he meant that he looked like a different person.
No. Oh. I think it's the right Jared.
Yeah.
I just don't think Jared looks like Ashton Kutcher.
No, I think that's generous to Jared.
Yeah. The funniest thing about Jared is that I love Jared so much. Yeah. He's maybe one of my favorite contestants ever.
I think he's such a dork.
I know. And the funny thing is I've always thought he looks like your husband.
Oh.
And then I told you that and you're like, no.
I don't think so.
He's a nerd.
Well, I'm not saying that my husband isn't a nerd. He's a 100% nerd. He spent most of Memorial Day at Fantasy Flight Games playing board games.
Oh.
No, he isn't. But he's not a nerd in the way that Jared's a nerd, like listening to Goo Goo Dolls. But they don't really look alike that much. I think you think they do because they have like brown hair and
I don't know.
Kind of chiseled jawlines.
Strong brow.
They both have a strong brow, but yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I'm in denial about that one.
Okay. Well, okay. And yeah, okay, back to Dean just for a
okay,
second.
Yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of people
yeah.
like
Let's
him.
Get back on.
He's got a very awkward laugh, and I yeah. just, I don't love him still, but Rachel seems into him.
Yeah.
So
she does.
She does. She really does.
I'm having a hard time getting past if Dean is a little bit, like, kind of like a bro. Like,
okay.
like a little bit of like a frat boy kind of vibe, which I guess I just don't see as Rachel's type. But
yeah.
maybe it is.
All right. Well, let's get to Ashton Kutcher and Mila
yeah.
since we mentioned that.
Yeah.
So here's the moment where Ashton Kutcher kind of says, I'm just going to be straight up
okay.
honest.
Okay. Oh, good.
I don't think Rachel's guy is in this group. That's my bold prediction.
But I would say, like, this is day two. You're rushing things, babe.
No.
You got to take things slow.
You know what?
They only have 6 weeks.
I knew on day one.
Someone's definitely getting laid tonight. At least a
twice. What?
Huh?
Okay. That was edgy for
that,
the back.
It was very edgy. Okay, I love that they were on this.
Can we just appreciate for a second that those are the most A-list celebrities the Bachelor franchise has ever secured?
Absolutely.
I mean, we've discussed this many times that like people will show up and they'll play it like it's this huge, awesome
yeah.
surprise and nobody who's watching has any idea who it is.
Yeah.
Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, like, whoa,
yeah.
nice get, ABC.
A-list, and also not even just A-list, like, they're really private.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do anything where they reveal
yeah.
their personal life.
Okay.
And so, huge
yeah.
that they were on that.
I know.
And really fun, because
yeah.
you never have that opportunity to see that
yeah.
relationship
yeah.
at all.
And they're just cool and funny.
So
and,
cool.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Mila Kunis, by the way, I think she made a very sexual suggestion.
I think it was vulgar.
I think it
yeah.
was very vulgar. And
yeah.
I think it started with a B.
Wow.
Was what someone else pointed out to me.
Okay.
That it probably started with a B.
Okay.
So, yeah, really surprised by
yeah.
that. I think just because they're so private, too. It wouldn't
yeah.
surprise me if it was someone else. But I just thought that was funny. And they're so cute. But yeah, Ashton Kutcher with the bold statement that her
yeah.
husband is not on this date. And the guys that were on this date that kind of are front runners, Kenny was on this date.
Yeah.
Dean is on this date.
Yep.
Those are kind of the only ones that I feel
yep.
like
the,
might go away.
The group was kind of filled with some duds.
Yeah.
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 And that was the group date that Rachel was like, I'm not that impressed. Like, I'm not feeling a lot of sparks.
Yeah.
So she and Ashton were on the same page for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and she was not, I don't think, really excited about the fact that Lucas won
no.
that group date challenge.
No.
Normally, they might get some alone time or something like that. And I kind of felt like Lucas won that challenge. And it was like, we're going to ask that alone time. Like, I don't want
to. Right, like usually everybody else would have to go back to
yeah,
the mansion and
yeah.
she would have like a quasi one-on-one
yeah.
with whoever won the date. And they're like, let's just stick with Lucas like wearing a big
yeah.
trophy medal around his
neck. I think
neck
she was like,
and call it a day.
We're gonna audible on that one
yeah.
and just.
Let's just scratch that.
Can we talk also just for a second about Lucas and
yeah.
Blake's beef? Because
yeah.
let me just clear this up. This is so dumb. And Lucas and Blake were on a previous reality TV show together that was on WeTV.
Oh,
that
really?
Was called X Isle
oh.
in 2015 or actually, no, I think 2016.
Oh,
so
wow.
fairly recently, they're both reality TV people. So for Blake to call Lucas out is completely bogus.
Hypocritical.
They're both on there just for drama because they had beef on that show too.
Mm.
So they're really trying to play this up when
I
there's
see.
Nothing else going on, which is frankly just kind of dumb and annoying. And
yeah.
I feel like Kenny, in terms of those guys, just like, you guys can have this fake stuff because the cameras are around
yeah.
and I'm just going to show myself out.
I do think that it's very unbecoming of Blake. I mean, I don't particularly like Waboom. I mean, I don't really care that much about him, but he's at least handling it in a less obnoxious way
yeah.
than Blake is.
Yeah.
And what's very intriguing to me is Blake keeps on saying things like he's here to promote his act. He's here to promote Waboom, to promote his act.
Like, yes.
What is the act? Like, is it just him saying Waboom? Like, is he trying to, like, take that on the road?
I know. I think maybe, well, we know that Lucas is a comedian and an actor. Both of them have IMDb pages.
Okay.
And I do think that maybe Lucas as a comedian, like, maybe his tours would be called Waboom.
Okay.
Maybe it is his tagline. That's kind of maybe what he's kind of trying to hang his hat on.
But what is it, though?
It's just a name. It's just like a brand.
It's like a sound. It's not...
It's a brand, though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what he's trying to make it.
Okay.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, moving right along. AJ
made an appearance. And I'm glad they did not make us wait. I hope we get an AJ sighting every week.
Okay, did you notice that really split second at the very beginning of the show where AJ was in the pool? Like, I think face down in the pool.
Missed that.
I mean, it was a split second.
I might have been microwaving a chocolate chip cookie.
It was a split second. It might have been before the show actually started, returned from commercial break or something like that. The guys are sitting in the household and they flash 0.5 seconds to AJ lying in the pool.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's how they did the other AJ sighting. It was a split second. If you weren't paying attention, you would miss that golden moment.
I missed it.
AJ was in the bleachers at the basketball game. That was one of my favorite moments of the whole episode.
That's so weird.
I know.
I'm so glad. And this isn't the first time they've proved it, but that this show has a sense of humor like that.
I hope they do like a Where's Waldo style planting of AJ every week.
There's so many opportunities. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so with
you.
Just
a thought.
I hope so. I hope so too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in terms of front runners, I would say at this point, just for some big kind of changes and that kind of thing, I want to have Kenny in kind of the finals at this point.
Yeah.
I think things are turning around with Fred as well. I still have Peter kind of at the end. And then in terms of the coming weeks, it seems like Eric really becomes the object of people's...
Some drama.
Yeah, drama. So we're going to have to see how that turns out because I kind of like Eric at this point.
I wish that Fred would lighten up a little bit.
Okay. Is he so serious?
He seems so serious and like Rachel's kind of like, you're a bad boy. Like,
yeah.
And he's kind of, I don't know, like he's a little like defensive about it almost instead of just like playing along with it and making it maybe funny and trying to like be a different person.
Yeah.
He needs to just try to be a different person. That's not what I mean. Like he needs to show her that he's a grown-up now.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like dwelling on this childhood thing that they have, which I think was a great point of like introduction and connection. But then I think he needs to be like, now I'm a man. And like, I'm going to make you swoon a little bit.
I agree with
you. He's just kind of like doing this, like ruminating in the middle school camp
You know what it's kind of like that they haven't, no one has explicitly really said it and it hasn't become a storyline, but we've seen it happen in other seasons, is where they'll maybe know each other from a previous thing and they'll go, I know them from then. I'm just going to see if we can get past that. And they'll talk about that.
Yep.
And then they'll maybe decide they can't get past it, like Nick and Liz.
Right.
But with this one, they're not really saying that, but every single conversation they're having is about that. So they just need to see if they can get past that.
Yeah.
Have a conversation that doesn't revolve around the fact that Rachel used to be your camp counselor and see what's there.
I just feel like Fred needs to be like, I'm going to show you that I'm a man now. I don't know exactly what that would look like.
What would that entail?
I'm not exactly sure, but I just think he needs to like not be like the sheepish like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any quotes?
Overheard.
She overheard something.
On The Bachelorette.
All right, Mary, you got the quotes this
week. I've got some quotes. Great. And I'm going to do kind of a Waboom sandwich.
Great.
Because I have two from Waboom and one from Iggy.
I love Waboom sandwiches.
So let's start with our outside bread Waboom.
Okay.
So he said, the only leg that I have to stand on are my two legs.
Hey, you got to give it to Waboom. Even if I don't care if you're not there for the right reasons, at least just be positive and be entertaining.
Totally.
Because then I'm down.
Yeah, because Blake kept on saying, you don't have a leg to stand on. Yeah, the only leg you had to stand on.
Blake, you go be an aspiring drummer and be an aspiring drummer
and,
on the show.
And get some help for your sex addiction.
Yeah.
And like we learned from Rachel and Peter, get rid of any hesitation that you might have about going to a therapist, because I think he could use it.
Sure. Yeah. And play up that sex addiction and your aspiring drummer.
Yeah.
Your drumming aspirations.
Work on those.
That's what I'd like to see out of you, Blake.
Yeah. Work on it. Okay. So now I'll go to the Iggy quote, which that sounds like a brand or like a popsicle or something.
Sure.
Iggy quote.
Sure.
Okay. So this was from the husband material challenge date. And he said, I poop every day, so I feel like I can handle it. I just want to say, as a mom, that your own pooping habits do not in any way prepare you for the poop of the like 7-pound human that you are responsible for.
I wrote that down, too.
Yeah.
I just, Iggy, I don't think that prepares you.
It's not the same.
That's not the same as anything.
It's not. That's your own personal business.
That's your own situation. And that's not going to prepare you for anyone else.
Oh. Handling your own poop is nothing like handling anyone else's poop.
You know what else is my favorite about that is that Iggy is the one who's he's like an executive CEO or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, he's a business owner or head of a business. And part of his dating profile thing on ABC before the season started was like, I don't like having conversations with dumb people. And then he's like, I poop every day.
Right.
And it's like, thanks, Iggy.
Totally. How quickly we fall
into sense.
Just talking about poop.
Yeah, it makes no sense in TMI.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like maybe wipe your face with a towel before your one-on-one time with Rachel.
Yeah, maybe like work on wiping your face too.
Iggy has other things he needs to wipe.
Yeah. He was so sweaty.
He was so sweaty.
Mayor, we need to have like a time where we just regularly discuss the inordinate amounts of sweat that are coming out of these contestants so regularly on this show.
Right.
It happens all the time.
It does.
Yeah.
They get so sweaty. They're not even in like the Bahamas yet or anything.
No.
Just
There's trouble for Iggy ahead.
I don't think Iggy's making it to the traveling dates. I'm going to be real.
Gosh, I'm so mad that we don't have any other people that went home this week.
I know. I know. I mean, that's why we don't like when they throw off the formula.
I know. That's the real. I don't mind the formula so much. I just want to get to the chopping block.
Yeah.
Like I don't mind if it's a rose ceremony, if we just have five people go home on the group dates. But I just want to get down to the people that we're going to have.
You know what, Mar? It's true. And it's almost like how I love watching the whole episode, obviously. I watch the whole episode every minute, duh. But I really look forward the most to the preview for the next week.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's get to the preview for the next week. It's weird, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my crust bread for Waboom.
Okay.
3 A's and 4 O's are the heart and soul of Waboom. I've never known that the heart and soul of something could be a series of letters.
Ashton Kutcher would not entertain LaBoom and Duo LaBoom. He was not amused. No.
Man. I love Ashton Kutcher.
I do, too. He's great. He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, don't forget to join the Fantasy League. We have at abc.com. It's called You Get a Rose podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week. Mm-hmm. We are on podcast1.com.
I'm already eating chocolate over here.
But you can
wrap it up, Mark.
You can find us at podcast1.com. Just search You Get a Rose and mytalk1071.com. Type in keyword rose. Mm.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.